Hey, Asher, did you hear about the cruise ship?
The one Ruzon?
Yeah, they hit an iceberg.
There goes Titanic all over again. Wait, how did you find out?
Well, I heard it from the ice giant that threw the iceberg on the cruise ship.
Why did they throw the iceberg?
Hello?
Oh, hello.
Hi.
Is this a training exercise? I am confused.
Unless you know how to deal with giant icebergs thrown by snow giants.
No, I can't say I am very familiar with that. I'm sorry, are you two trainers? This is new. I'm used to my normal prayers. Where am I?
No, you're in the realm of forgotten memories and dreams.
Oh dear, this is not what I had planned when I started praying. Hello, I hope I am not intruding.
Not at all. I guess we have time for an interview.
I mean, it saves me the energy of pulling one in.
Yeah? My name is Ephraim.
I'm Ashura. We normally have a third, but it appears his cruise ship is currently sinking.
Oh, dear, that is most unfortunate. Well, it is a pleasure to meet you, Ashura and Ephraim. My name is Tide.
Nice to meet you, Tide. A bit ironic.
Yeah, that's an interesting name for a water genasi.
It's not of my own accord. It was just the one that I was given at birth.
So, can you tell us, what were you doing when you came here? For some reason, a lot of people managed to get here, even though it technically shouldn't be possible.
Oh, well, I was just doing a bit of a prayer before I met up back with my comrades.
Who are you praying to, and would you have time for an interview?
We don't see why not, unless this is a strange realm that has weird time properties.
Indeed it does.
So who were you praying to?
Oh, I was praying to the raven.
Just any raven?
Oh, not just any raven. She is a matriarch, a sort of god. It is very common for people to get upset that the Raven Queen stole the whole Raven moniker from the Raven, which I personally see is a little silly, but, you know, got to support my team. But she is a goddess of fate and order.
Okay. So it's not the Raven Queen, but another deity.
No.
How do you come into the religion with this god?
Well, I was traveling with my friends, and we were able to make it back to my old monastery. It had been quite some time since my sister and I had visited there ever since its fall. But two men, a man named Primus and a man named Victus, were there, and they assisted us in quelling some dark forces that were lingering inside the monastery. Their knowledge and power amazed me, and I wanted to harness that power for myself to be able to better help my friends in our quests.
And was this monastery quite high up?
Oh, yes, it was in the Skybreaker Mountains. Very isolated. A lot of people didn't even realize that it was there. The only people who did really know was the sister monastery that one of my friends was at.
So it had quite a long fall.
I guess in a way it did. It lost all of its members except for my sister and I.
Not even going to touch that one, Ephraim. So, how did you meet your party? You said you were going to meet someone.
Yes. Oh, I think it's been some time. My sister and I, once the monastery was essentially destroyed, we wanted to find those who did this to us and to our family. And so we set out, searching across Vyros to find whoever did it. And in doing so, we stumbled upon the sister monastery. There we asked for help, but no one seemed to really want to help, except for Shuto, one of my good friends. He decided to come along with us, and together we found ourselves to the Azure Fortress, where we found an adventurer's guild. And there we figured that would probably be a good start, get some money to help fund our travels, while also seeing if we could get any information on those who hurt us.
Did you say Azure Fortress?
Yes.
Was it all, like, painted bluish?
Actually, now that I'm thinking about it, it wasn't. So, well, there was a giant, like, blue stone in the middle of the city. So that maybe that's why they called it that.
Ah, but they certainly missed an opportunity for a color scheme.
You're telling me. Blue is my favorite color. I think a good splash of blue would be very, very good.
But apart from Shuro and your sister, like what other people did you meet?
Well, there is Billy Trollheart. He's a very, very stout dwarven man who is honestly a little bit rough around the edges, but deep down, I think we all know he's a pretty kind-hearted man. Very family-oriented. Then there's my best friend, Thomas Periwinkle. He's a very, very, very smart man. He's actually tenured at a college, and he's working on a thesis to prove that all magic is neutral and there's no good or evil magics. Then there's his girlfriend, Alicia Vale. She's a very good bard. She likes to use a harp, which honestly, I haven't heard a harp before I left my monastery. So it was very pleasant to the ears to hear such beautiful music. And lastly, there's Montezuma. I'm not really sure. He's from some far off country. He's looking for those who also destroyed his villages. But we don't think it's the same people because there are a bunch of people wearing specific armor. And I don't think the people that attacked us had armor.
Why didn't they have armor if they were attacking you?
Sadly, I'm not really sure. Well, all we know is the White Lotus. That is a group that hurt us. We eventually found that out. But even then, we don't really know much of who they are or what they do.
The White Lotus?
Yes. It's some group that wants to essentially get very, very powerful. They want to harness as much energy to even rival the gods themselves. Supposedly, one of my monastery family members knew of their plans, and we think that might be why they attacked us.
How did you find out about the plans?
In our travels, we ended up getting transported to a very strange library, and there we were able to get some information, though the librarian of this place was very cryptic in his answers and would only give us select chunks of information.
He didn't want to talk to you, or he just didn't want to share information?
It seemed that some information was either too much for us to know at the time, or he was only just very selective with what he wanted to give us. There were some issues with the realm that we were in where we would forget anything we really learned except for select choices of information. But eventually we were able to circumvent that memory block and were able to memorize much, much more.
Memory block?
Yes, it would seem that the information would be too much for us to handle all at once, and so he would only give us selected little bits, so that way, when we did remember, it wouldn't, as they say, mush our brain.
Sort of like reading a book in one sitting. You kind of have to read a little bit every night.
Yes, yes, that is a very, very good example.
Interesting.
You wouldn't happen to have any refreshments in this this space. I'm realizing I'm quite hungry.
Oh, absolutely.
Would you like any drinks, or would you like drinks and food, or just one or the other?
You wouldn't happen to have any cheese, do you?
We have several kinds, most of them probably forgotten.
Forgotten cheese? Like, are you saying you have cheeses that I don't even like? Like, stuff that isn't like brie and gouda and brioche? Like, you have like things that aren't even that?
I mean, some of them are so old that they're even a bit moldy.
Oh, moldy cheese is very, very good cheese.
We can certainly get you some of that. Bridget, would you be a dear?
In that case, get the cheese from the back. Get the oldest one. Usually we have another member here who deals with hospitality.
He took the kobolds on a cruise, and it appears that the ice giants didn't like that.
Yes, that seems most unfortunate. I hope they are okay.
Say, oh, no, don't worry. The ice giants will be fine.
The heck?
I'm getting my caffeine.
Oh, okay. Haven't quite woken up, have you?
I mean, I've been awake for like 12 hours. I've done a lot of minor chores that had to be done today, like cleaning up after the kobolds.
You should probably get some good sleep very soon. It is very important that you get at least 8 hours of sleep. Although, judging by your physical nature, I'm not sure if 8 hours of sleep is enough for you.
Yeah, more like 8 weeks of sleep would be nice.
You sleep! Oh, goodness me. My sister Agni would be very, very jealous if you could sleep 8 weeks.
Does Agni like sleeping?
Well, She's a bit of a drunkard, to put it lightly. She is always attached to her bottle, and so if she is not angrily punching posts or people in a drunken stupor, she's sleeping the days away.
I mean, everyone needs a day off.
Well, every day is a day off for her.
And she's your twin?
Yes, she's my twin sister.
What happened to your parents, if I may ask?
Well, we don't really know. Truthfully, we were left at the monastery as little babes, and we were, I guess, technically the closest to a parent was Abbot Naomi. Naomi found us and took us in and taught us the ways of the monastery.
Hmm. Oh, here's the kobold with the cheese.
Oh.
Yes, thank you, Bridget.
Oh, that is a very tasty looking cheese. Do you mind if I have?
Oh, yeah, go ahead.
Have as much as you'd like.
Oh, this cheese is very good. Excuse me while I talk with my mouth open. It's just, this is exquisite cheese. I can't wait to tell all my friends about this new cheese.
I mean, if you remember, but...
I want to remember the cheese?
You might.
This is very
hard. Give me a wisdom roll.
Wisdom roll. 14.
Do you have any modifiers?
Plus 3, that is, I don't know why I'm spouting these words.
What are these numbers?
They're just coming to my head. That is a total of 17.
Yeah, I think I'll remember.
Oh, thank goodness.
Why do you like cheese so much?
Well, cheese is some of the only foods that are very good at preserving. And my monastery being so far away, we had to get a lot of foods that were very good at staying fresh for long periods of time. And I found myself just falling in love with cheese. It's the creaminess of some, the sharpness of others, the stinkiness of a few. They pair very well with a good romance book.
I didn't know you were a fan of romance.
Oh, yes. Literature was spare in the monastery, but I found a few good ones, though they were a bit, raunchy?
My. And you found them where?
In the back corner of the monastery. I believe my sister would say lemon a lot whenever I would read them. I don't know what a fruit has to do anything with books.
I'm just going to allow that to be a secret for you.
Okay.
I'm not even gonna...
Not even going to touch it with a 10-foot pole.
No.
But can you tell us about some of your adventures? You're part of a monastery. Do you pray to your monastery's god, or is there a different god that you pray to?
Well, the monastery didn't necessarily focus on praying to any gods. The monastery was known as the Way of the Path. It was more a place for people who had nowhere else to go to find their path and find their calling. And it was more focused on teaching us to understand ourselves better so that when we do go out back into the world, we will have a better understanding of both ourselves and the world itself and the unity that that brings.
What's the name of your god?
Many call her the Matriarch of the Raven, but some do call her the Morrigan.
The Morrigan?
Yes, the Morrigan.
Why do they call her the Morrigan?
That is a question I did not think of asking. I think maybe it's just her name, but there's Da. So is Da the first name and Morrigan is last name? This is hurting my brain now.
It's fine. We'll move on. Do you have any other ties to any gods or goddesses?
Well, I do have a tie to a demon, but that is the librarian that I mentioned earlier. But demons are still gods, so I guess that would be the best one that I have a separate connection to.
Hmm. So demons are gods in your realm?
Yes. A long, 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 long time ago, there was a feud between gods. Though I'm not sure specifically why they were feuding so much, but those who opposed a majority of the gods were cast out and were slandered by the other gods' followers and called demons and made to look like evil entities that only want to bring chaos. But truthfully, they're just those who are wanting to see a better future for the world.
And this demon, you said you had a bargain with them?
Of sorts. In giving us information and a newfound ability, he asked us to, well, maybe kind of sort of burn down a temple?
Why?
Ah, see, that is a question that I don't think any of us truly wanted to ask, but all I know is that it is the god of knowledge that he wants us to burn down. So maybe he's trying to hide some information.
To be fair, it's not the first time I've heard of a god who wanted to burn down another god's temple.
Oof, that does not sound like a nice god.
I mean, an orphanage has already been burned down, so...
Oh no, that is very bad!
Don't worry, no gods were harmed.
The gods were harmed in the burning of this orphanage.
I'm more concerned for the lives of the children.
Oh, don't worry, they were orphans. No one's going to miss them.
That is so sad!
Sorry, that's a bit too dark.
Good lord, I really have to hire that DR. We're about to get canceled.
So what are you and your party currently doing?
Well,
other than burning down temples.
We are currently in the city of Thoxir, preparing for a lich to come and attack.
Where did the lich come from?
Well, in our journeys in the Adventurers Guild, we were assigned an assignment to explore some ruins and forgotten vaults in hopes to find some treasure and whatever else along the way. And one of those vaults was a tomb of a lich. I had to separate from my friends to train as a cleric of Thoxir at this time, but supposedly they went into this tomb and they awoke this lich from his slumber and tried to stop him, but it seems that he had other plans and was able to escape. And that is when they all quickly departed and made their way back to me. I was very surprised to see them all so soon after I had left, only a handful of weeks ago. But supposedly the lich wants to reclaim his old glory as the ruler of Thoxir.
Who names the town Thoxir?
The ones who made it? I'm not really sure.
You've told us about multiple of your journeys. Can you tell us about one of your favorites?
I suppose my quote-unquote favorite could be the first mission that I took with my friends. And that was a, how you say, a diplomatic journey. There were two lords of neighboring kingdoms that were feuding quite a lot over land. And there were some worries that if the bickering kept happening, that a full-on civil war would happen, as everyone was either on one person's side or the other. And so it became a very slippery slope at the time. But we were able to come together to have both lords sit down for a dinner to discuss the matter, which supposedly they were in love with each other, that they had a long relationship long before they became the proper lords of their land. A sort of a Romeo and Juliet, as you say. But through family ties, they had to separate and their bitterness grew for one another. But it really just seemed like a lover's spat.
Someone should write a book about that.
I agree, that would be a very good book.
Romeo and Juliet style.
But speaking of lovers, have you had any special person in your life?
Well, my sister, she is probably the closest person that I have ever had in my life. It has always been her and I, thick and thin. Though sometimes we would have our fights, especially when she would get drunk and hit me. But she always apologized quickly after.
That's still rather abusive, my guy.
It is what it is. She has a lot of anger issues. I know she's a very kind-hearted person and only wants the best for the both of us and the people around her.
I'm a little worried for you, but I can't stop you of your own choices.
The second closest person would probably... It is kind of a tie between my friend Elizabeth and Thomas. Thomas is my best friend. We have shed many a cheese together and juniper and lavender tea. And Elizabeth is a very, very strong magical person. And I've been set to guard her. So we've had to be in close proximity of one another for quite a bit of time.
Well, that's good to have close traveling companions.
Well, from what I can see, you seem to be rather trained in martial arts, but it doesn't appear that you're a monk of any kind.
Well, I used to be a monk. In the monastery, I trained under a woman named Beatrix. She helped teach me through a sort of dance to harness my power and my innate water affinity. And through that, I was able to become a monk. But over time, I realized my monk powers weren't quite cutting it, at least in my eyes. If you asked any of my friends, I'm sure they would say that I was doing just perfectly fine, but I wasn't happy with what I was doing in the group. And so that's why I left and want to train as a cleric of the Raven. I figured if I could support my friends while also being able to protect them, then that is how I would properly be able to bring peace to both my friends and those around me.
Very sweet of you.
I wouldn't say that. Just doing what I think is right.
Do you still paint?
I do. I like to paint a lot. It is very soothing. I specifically like to use watercolor.
Huh. Anything specific you like to paint? And I'm sure Ephraim would love to do some finger painting with you sometime.
That would be very, very fun. I haven't done finger painting since I was a little boy.
Anything in particular you like painting the most?
I think I like painting landscapes. It's a good way to capture the world in a brief moment that reflects its true beauty.
I don't know why you keep treating me like a child, Ashura.
Because you're just so adorable.
Oh.
I mean, I'll happily finger paint as well. Who doesn't love to finger paint?
My sister.
Well, your sister also likes the booze.
That is very true.
How come she doesn't like to finger paint?
Well, because she also thinks it's childish, but also she's not that great. She's more musically inclined.
Oh, okay.
What does she normally play?
She normally plays a pan flute is what they call it.
A pamphlet?
Pan flute, yes.
I could play a pamphlet.
Can you? My God. Just sounded like a note.
It was a very good note. A pamphlet is made of paper, and you have a note? That is very good. That is very silly.
Ephraim, you're loved by all, but questioned by many.
If you were a traveling agency, how would you sell Foxer to me? Why should I go visit?
Oh, can you come visit?
Sure.
Through some finagling, we might be able to.
Okay, well, Thoxir is a place of progress. It was once a very magically inclined kingdom, but it through some, let's say, bad word press, it was given a bad name for its necromantic practice, which is silly because they use the necromancy to preserve and keep people alive, in a sense. They have these large walls that hold many bodies and minds, so that way, if, say, I were to fall, they would keep my consciousness and put it into another body, so that way I may continue on and aid in bettering the world. It's very silly that people think that necromancy is just a tool to bring back the dead and use it as for nefarious means. It's also a way to keep the families alive and keep people together and to not squander the gift of that is life.
Yeah, I think it's just when someone's grandma dies and the whole family is celebrating and then someone resurrects her, brings her back, then they get the impression that necromancy is an evil school of magic.
It is quite sad that people have that assumption of necromancy.
Yeah, it can be used for better things than to resurrect people.
Necromancy isn't always evil. It's more along the lines of who uses it.
I wish there were more people in my world that were like you two. It is a shame that Doxy had to be cast out the way it did.
Agreed.
It might be good that there isn't too many dragons, though.
Yeah, that's true. But maybe you'll be able to bring it back.
Well, that is the plan. I, with the help of my friends, I want to tear down the walls that were built around Doxy, so that way Foxier can once again be aided by the other people, the other kingdoms, so that way they're not having to rely on themselves.
That's always a good goal to have.
I'm worried. In a vision from one of the high priestesses of the Raven, I was given the opportunity to ask a question. And I asked how to bring Foxier into the fold once again, bring priests for the land. But I was told the path of peace is paved in bloodshed. And truthfully, I am not one to hurt people. Sure, I can throw a few punches and cast a few spells that might stop them, but killing people, that's That is too much for me.
Well, if that's what you gotta do to get some peace and quiet.
I guess so.
Well, you're welcome to finish up that cheese before you go.
And if you would like some peace and quiet, you can stay here as long as you would like. Eventually, you will probably have to go back to your realm. Everyone needs their hero, of course.
It's very true. I might gorge myself just a little bit on this cheese. You wouldn't happen to have any juniper and lavender tea, would you?
Do we, Ephraim?
I'm not sure. We'll send a kobold to check.
We took all the kobolds. Wait, no, we do have Bridget.
We're a bit understaffed at the moment.
Oh, that is quite okay. I will just finish eating this whole wheel, and then how do I leave?
We'll be sure to send you back, and we'd be happy to have you again when you have a few more adventures.
Yes, please. That would be very fun.
We'll be sure to stock up on cheese.
Oh, thank you so much. I can't wait to find more ancient cheeses that haven't been tried before.
Perfect. Until then, have a good awakening.
I'm messing up my jokes today. I'm sorry.
I mean, you can use that.